tells us that time is running out, that we should live in a way that's opposite to the way that we are now living. He says, those who have wives should act as though they don't have them. And those who are weeping should not weep, or act as if they're not weeping. Those who rejoice is not rejoicing. Those buying is not owning. And those who are using the world is not fully using it. And why? Well, because the world as we know it is passing away. Now, when we look at the gospel reading, we see our Lord encouraging us not to get distracted by worldly concerns as well. He says, blessed are the poor. Yours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you who are hungry. You will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are weeping. You will laugh. Blessed are you when they hate you and insult you and persecute you. Rejoice and be glad. It's not exactly what most people have in mind, rejoicing when they get insulted and hated and persecuted. Obviously, with regard to the Beatitudes, it's not a matter of physical poverty or hunger that the Lord is talking about, but spiritual. He says, those things which the worldly see as the greatest blessings can lead to trouble. But those who look at it spiritually and strive to live the Beatitudes are the ones that the Lord is going to bless, and those are also the ones that the world regards as losers. Now, you can interpret the Beatitudes literally, too. I mean, the poor, you know, are naturally, well, not always, but they have great opportunity to be humble. And those who fast and are hungry receive blessings as well. Now, you know, when St. Paul says that those who are married should act as if they aren't married, you know, he's not saying that you can forget about your spouse, because he makes very clear right before the statement that, you know, if you're married, you have to stay married. It's not a question of saying, well, you know, you can ignore this person now. What he's saying is that we need to live in such a way that we're living for Christ. So, you know, if you're unmarried, it's better to remain that way, because you can focus on the Lord. Nevertheless, if you are married, you know, the focus still has to be on Christ first, as though you were not married. Then your spouse and your family. So, you know, we need to put the focus on Christ and live the Beatitudes that he's given us. And if we do, we're promised that the world will reject us, will persecute us, insult us, and do all kinds of wicked things to us. But the Lord says to us, rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. You know, what else is there? There's nothing that's more important than that. So let's face it, you know, if our heart is focused on Christ, we're not going to fit in with the people of this world. And if it's focused on this world, then we're not going to fit in very well with Christ. Well, that's the dichotomy which, you know, arises from today's readings. Therefore, we need to live in this world as though we are not in this world. In other words, we need to live in this world as persons passing through, because this life is only a preparation time, you know, for our life to come.